Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, good evening and welcome aboard a special holiday edition, Sports Overnight America. Monday into a Tuesday, Tuesday into a Wednesday, kind of wrap up the calendar year 2024, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com and by Rocket Mortgage and RocketMortgage.com. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine, Giovanna Scroggins a little bit later on. Dominic Jimenez is in the pilot's chair, so away we go here as we talk the world of sports into the overnight and on the West Coast. I want to CRN 2. Love those folks. Cable Radio Network 2 hitting some 8 million homes in Southern California. Very, very excited about that. So away we go. We get it going here on this, this holiday edition with – yes, the bowl season, but NFL front and center. Detroit and Minnesota, Sunday night football for all the marbles in the NFC in terms of the seeding. So that one seed will be contested on Sunday night. You almost think it's scripted, right? The Vikings have had a remarkable year. I mean, the trendy pick was Green Bay, and Green Bay made it look close, 27-25, but just could not. Just couldn't get it going. They just couldn't. And all the Vikings do is they take what you give them. I mean, the over the top pass, touchdown, boom. You know, I mean, that's on Green Bay. Addison's touchdown, Green Bay. Learn how to tackle. I mean, it was just stunning to watch it. And the Vikings are nothing fancy. Yeah, they got the best receiver in the league in J.J., Justin Jefferson, without a doubt. But I tell you, they just take what you give them. And so you can sit here and analyze and overanalyze. Sam Darnold is just playing it safe. He doesn't do anything fancy. He's got a great arm. I mean, he's the quarterback that everyone thought they were getting in his multiple sojourns around the NFL since coming out of Southern Cal. I mean, the guy's a quarterback and the real deal. He's in the right setting. Extremely well coached. He's got obviously an elite receiver and some other very good receivers. Hockenson, I mean, Detroit rues the day they let him get away, right? But anyways, that's what we that sets up for Sunday night, week 18 of the NFL. It'll be the fifth day of January, just 5 days into the new year, and we got a lot of college football to talk about as well as we get it going here. Holiday edition, New Year's edition of Sports Overnight. Don't go away. Tyler up next.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
My fellow Americans, Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, it is Sports Overnight America holiday edition, New Year's, as we roll into 2025. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine along the way, Dominic Jimenez as well. Giovanna Scroggins coming up, and she will be credentialed and ready to go at the Cotton Bowl. She is looking forward to that, and we'll preview that and some of the other college football playoff games coming up. It is exciting. Tyler, what'd you learn about the NFL? All I know is Sunday night, Vikings, Lions. You can focus on the one seed for the winner. The loser falls to the five seed. That's the conundrum to me. That's why it's all hands on deck. And we see Detroit tonight against San Fran. Go ahead. Let's hear from you.
Yeah, I mean, the Vikings are just legit. Like, that's, you know, that's all there is to it about them. I think we've seen similar versions of the Vikings over the last couple seasons, and they, you know, they fade off and they tail off, and all their wins are one possession games, and, you know, no one ever really believed in them. But I mean, this team is just good, flat out good. And, you know, as long as Detroit takes care of business tonight, which I don't see why they wouldn't against a pretty bad 49ers team with nothing to play for, I mean, how cool of a game is that going to be? And who would have ever expected, by the way, that the Vikings and the Lions will play for the division. Right. And I feel bad for whoever's going to have to face off against that five seed, because obviously it's just the way the playoffs are structured. Neither of these teams should be a five seed, just calling it for what it is. Like, they're not. If this was college football, they'd both be ranked significantly higher. They'd both be top five teams, you know, in the country, and they'd, you know, play worse teams. Whoever lands that five seed matchup against either the Lions or the Vikings. And for those who think that this is just going to be a walk in the park for Detroit, like, you got it twisted. This is going to, this won't be an easy game for them by any means. This is, keep in mind, this is a 31-29 game the last time they faced off. So right. this won't be a walk in the park at all.
Well, the team you allude to, the fourth seed right now is Tampa. And, you know, we saw Tampa for a while there give Detroit, you know, something to think about last year in the postseason. You know, Baker Mayfield, it depends on which Baker Mayfield shows up. And I'll say that right now. I don't care if they're playing the Vikings or the Lions, what Baker Mayfield shows up for that game. If he's scrambling and he's singing for his supper behind an offensive line that can be a little bit porous, then there's issues. But if he, you know, if the offensive line comes with their A game, he's extremely dangerous. He is. And I'll tell you, you know, you can look at the 2-seed Eagles, 7-seed Packers. This NFC, right now the projections are Vikings, you know, get the one. But let's assume they do. But listen, that 3-seeded L.A. Rams team. Now, look, that was a, you know, a pedestrian 13-9 win over Arizona, which leaves you scratching your head. Commanders took care of business at OT against Atlanta. That 3-6 matchup is phenomenal. Tyler, it is. And I'm telling you, because of the coaching and because of the skill players, we've seen the Rams banged up. That is a extremely dangerous team come postseason. Los Angeles Rams. Let me hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Rams have been someone we've kind of had, both of us have had our eye on, saying, you know, if they can get healthy, they can make noise. They are obviously very well coached. They have one of, in my opinion, the best quarterbacks in the league. I don't care. You know, obviously he's old, and there's a lot of guys that I'd rather build a franchise around and a lot of guys that might be statistically having better years. But Matt Stafford is a vet. He is an unbelievable quarterback. He has been throughout his entire career. And, you know, I'm not going to come in and say that the Washington Commanders are a sure favorite to beat the Rams. I mean, to be honest, I think that anybody on this side of the bracket can beat anybody. I obviously have been very vocal about the fact that I think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC right now, but we spoke about Tampa Bay. You hit the nail on the head. I mean, if the Baker Mayfield that we all know and love shows up and they can get that 1-2 punch with Irving and White going at running back, we obviously know what Mike Evans can do. Nick Mullins is having a career year. I mean, he's announced he's a rookie, but having an unbelievable season as a rookie. If Cade Otton can get healthy, there's no reason why Tampa Bay can't beat Detroit. I'm pretty sure they did beat them already this season, first of all. Or, excuse me, if the Vikings end up getting the 5 seed, there's no reason why they can't take them down either. But, you know, you said it right. It's for a lot of these teams, it's which version is going to show up. The Bucks, for me, that's the one that I really have my eyes on. And to be honest, as of right now, the Packers are playing the Eagles. That matchup for me, if I'm an Eagles fan, would be very, very unsettling because we saw what Green Bay did in the playoffs last season. They seem to turn it up when the end of the season comes around. You know, that is not for me. There's not really any of these matchups on the NFC side that I'm looking at and saying, okay, yeah, this team is definitely, definitively moving on. Anything can happen.
I think that's fair. The one thing I didn't like out of the Packers was red zone conversions. Settling for 3 points. Listen, it's going to happen. The lights were bright in Minneapolis. They needed, I thought, to really, and there was a reason they were, I don't even know if they were they a road favorite? It couldn't have been. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It was basically a toss-up game. And now the final score made you believe if you just returned from your aunt, you know, Milda's house in Muskegon, Oklahoma, and flew back east. Oh, 27-25. It wasn't that close. I mean, you know, kind of 2-point conversion down the stretch, another garbage time touchdown. They got outplayed.
I want to bring this up, though, Marty.
No, go ahead.
In regards to touchdowns, I'm not going to count field goals because that's not really what people think of. For converting touchdowns in the red zone, Green Bay is ranked 9th. Philadelphia is ranked 14th. So it can be both of these teams' Achilles heels.
You know, I agree.
A lot of field goals, and they can struggle with some of the suspect play calling that we've seen out of Sirianni. I still believe they're the team to beat in the NFC. However, Green Bay's defense is not terrible. Obviously, the Eagles' defense has been very good this season as well. But, you know, let's see what happens. Because if the Green Bay Packers that came out last playoffs, when we saw them absolutely wipe the floor with the Cowboys, they have that under their belt now. I don't want anyone to forget that. They have the experience of going in to a hostile environment from an NFC East team and absolutely dominating them. Jordan Love has that experience. A lot of those guys in that defense have that experience, and the head coach has that experience. So they're going to go into this game completely fearless, not caring if they're playing in Philadelphia, and try and make some noise.
I think it's going to be great. And Saquon Barkley, I mean, look at I don't even know who the Eagles playing this week.
The Giants. He's going to break the record against
this former team. There you go. I knew that, but I just had a brain cramp there. Hey, listen, let me just say this. This is one of the most remarkable talents we have seen. And this guy, I mean, injuries galore in New York. It just wasn't a good fit for whatever reason. We could analyze this, psychoanalyze it. What a talent. And to go back to Pennsylvania as he matriculated at Penn State and do what he is doing is, to me, I'm telling you, I would make him the most valuable player. I would. They're going to give it to a quarterback. That guy has totally transformed and saved Nick Sirianni's not only his job, probably his career. Saquon, I mean, would you make him MVP real quick? Let me hear.
Any other season where we weren't seeing Josh Allen lead I'm not going to say talentless offense, or Lamar doing what he's doing, not only with his feet, but throwing the ball as well. And I'm even going to throw Joe Burrow into this conversation, because for me, to be honest, the best player in football right now isn't Lamar and it's not Josh Allen. It's Joe Burrow. He's playing better than anybody, and I'm not going to hear it from anybody else. But I think that what Saquon has done this season is probably the most impressive out of every name that we just mentioned.
I mean, Tyler, a year ago, this position looked like a dodo bird. It was extinct. Running backs weren't getting their money. Running backs weren't getting their due. He's come back. He's taken the whole load, the whole idea. He is going to affect how teams draft in the future, because anything even remotely close to that guy's talent is draftable at a very high level. 100%. He has brought running back to football. He really has. I love watching the guy play.
Him, Derrick Henry, Bijan Robinson. I mean, they're all having this unbelievable. See, you said it right. I mean, these guys revived the position, in my opinion, because they showed, you know, even you could throw Jameer Gibbs in there as well. Mm-hmm. It's an unbelievable year for running backs, and I love to see it.
All right, we'll get the break. Come back on the other side. We're presented by Rocket Mortgage. Tyler will spend one more segment with us. Giovanna Scroggins will join us. We look forward to that. And we want to tell you, as we roll into 2025, great road shows with Giovanna set up in Dallas for the Cotton Bowl. We look forward to that. She will join us on the weekend editions as well. Fully credentialed and ready to go, Giovanna Scroggins. She'll join us at 40 past the hour. And what is the Dallas Cowboys? A disaster. The only thing worse? Probably the Jets and the Patriots and a few others. We come back here on Sports Overnight America. It's a New Year's edition. Don't go away.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All right, talk of the world of sports as we roll down and count down the end of 2024 and ring in the new year. We're looking forward to it here on Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell. Check out our new app, too. Please do. Sports Overnight America. Go into the App Store, the Apple Store, and you can download the app, and it's coming to Google Play real soon. Still a few little, you know, bugs and stuff, but for the most part, I think you'll find it in one-touch streaming capability at the app, Sports Overnight. Or you can go to sportsovernightamerica.com. All right, let's get Tyler in here. Year-end stuff. I've never done this before with you, bro, and I'm looking forward to it. What's the one sports story, if you could only name one, and you got time to think about it, and it's hard to remember who won the Masters, who won the Final Four, you know, who won college basketball's championship, who won. I mean, you sit there and you think back, you go, I should know this stuff. But when you look back at 2024, what's the one story that jumps off the page to you? And it's, you can take some time here.
It's tough to name one. You know, you mentioned golf. It's hard to not remember Rory McIlroy's epic collapse at the U.S. Open in L.A. You know, he's that close to getting another major and, you know, misses two putts that, you know, I think I could make. And just a shocking manner. And, you know, you consider the statistics. I think he was 496 out of 498 in his career within 3 feet, something like that. And he missed two within three holes. You know, some soccer-related stuff. Jurgen Klopp leaves Liverpool. You know, everyone's kind of up in the air about what's going to happen. He's been there for 9 years or so. Champions League winner, Premier League winner. Here Liverpool are top of the Champions League table, top of the league at the end of 2024, which is just an unbelievable story. And, you know, shout to Arne Slot for doing what he's doing. And, you know, Spain winning the Euros for me is a pretty big one as well. Lamine Yamal really announcing himself to the world. Rodri winning a Ballon d'Or. You know, a young Spanish team that I don't think many people really gave a chance to at that Euros tournament. That for me might be, you know, obviously everyone knows I'm a soccer guy. For me, Spain taking down England in the final of the Euros, you know, it has to be for me probably my favorite sports story of 2024, hands down. Because just watching them play, it was just unbelievable. I mean, they were it reminded me of the old Spain with Iniesta, Xavi Alonso, Sergio Ramos, David Villa, Fernando Torres. It was a beautiful sight to see, and to see a young team do it like Spain was really cool.
I always struggle with the year-end stuff, and I'm kind of glad you went off the meat and potatoes path that everyone else takes, but I'll take the hit for you. You know, you can't ignore the Chiefs. You can't ignore UConn. You can't ignore Scottie Scheffler, just to name a few.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot underestimate that World Series with the Dodgers, with the Yankees having a brain cramp. I mean, 5-0 lead. They might still be playing had they played the position right. Judge can't handle a little league pop-up. Rizzo, I still blame him. You
people
know,
forget about the Gleyber Torres error in game one. It's a very different series if Ohtani doesn't get the third.
It's a great point. It's a great point. So, you know, I'm going to the meat and potatoes. College football's championship was, I thought, you know, unbelievable. Of course, it happens early in 2024. Because of, you know, the overlap to the year. But I don't know what to go. And then Caitlin Clark, you got to throw in the fact that the WNBA is here to stay. Now, well, I got to be careful. I'll walk that back a little bit. As long as there's a compelling story, and this agitates people, and it really does. And it cuts into a racial issue, which I am not going to get into, but I am telling you, what we saw with Iowa and LSU up in Albany, New York, what we saw at Quicken Loans or Rocket Mortgage, rather, in Cleveland with Iowa getting out to a quick big lead against South Carolina And you saw what Dawn Staley and her lady Gamecocks did. They came roaring back and dismantled Caitlin Clark. But and there's a great article in Sports Illustrated, the WNBA TV ratings were almost hard to believe. I mean, seriously, if you had left the country or left the globe and went to Neptune to visit, you know, future relatives and came back and someone said to you that the NCAA Women's Final Four would put up an NFL-like number, you'd have the person committed. I mean, you have them sent, you know, here comes the guy with the, you know, the white guys with the, the white coat guys strap you up, take you into the rubber room and tuck you away until you got healthy and got your mental, faculties back. No one would have believed it, Tyler, but that has to get in the top three or four stories this year. They put up crazy numbers, not only in college basketball, but the WNBA put up crazy numbers. I mean, you got to put that on the
championship too.
And they win their 18th. You got to throw it in there. 100%.
Ohtani, Soto's contract. I mean, it was a great year for sports all around. And I'm pretty excited. Look, I'm excited for 2025 as well. But I don't think I've been more excited for anything than the World Cup coming to the United States in 2026. It's going to be something just – I mean, I can't leave out also Messi in Argentina winning the Copa America. We were there. The absolute mayhem that we went through to get into that stadium.
Throwing rocks at the police.
$5 million worth of damage done to Hard Rock Stadium. It was a full-blown riot. I've never seen anything like it.
And how about the people that got in?
I mean, I wore a suit to that game, and I had to throw it out. It was drenched in so much sweat. It was disgusting. Just because it was, they didn't even check my. I tried to show the guy my ticket, and he looked at me like I had four heads. He was like, "Are you serious? Just go in at this point."
How about the people that paid $4,000 and $5,000 to go to Copa America and ended up watching people walk in for nothing because they didn't want – they were afraid to take your ticket. They were afraid to ask you. Yep. I mean, those people – I'm not going to go after your sport, and I call it your sport because no one – and you and Nico just – I mean, that show is just 100% phenomenal. I love it. It's one of the stalwarts of our weekend presentation, and I don't mind saying that because it's the truth. Here's what I'll tell you. There's hoodlums, man. These soccer fans have got to reel it in. And you know what I want to say? I want to say, you know, someone's going to get killed. Well, they do as a matter of fact.
It's happened many times before.
Exactly. And I'm surprised. Really, and there were cops that were hurt. And I worried that night whether they were going to take somebody out of there in a body bag. It was that scary. It was crazy.
I thought they were going to cancel the game. It was that crazy. I thought how in God's name are they going to – How is this game going to go on? I mean, it was, a two-hour delay. People were sitting on the railings throughout the entire game. I mean, I've been to a lot of events at that Hard Rock Stadium. I mean, it was visibly overcrowded. It was truly an unbelievable thing to witness and, in a kind of a bittersweet way because no one wants that type of mayhem and chaos. But being in the thick of that, I mean, you got to think, 2026 for the World Cup, they're going to have a lot stronger security measures and, ways to prevent that from happening. Because, 100%. Look, it's not just Colombian and Argentina fans that are that psychotic. That runs through the blood of almost all of the countries around the world, probably outside of the U.S., not to throw, a slight at the U.S. soccer fans, but it's just different. It is a completely different animal when you go overseas to watch these games. I talk about it all the time on First Touch. We've spoken about it at length, on Sports Overnight. It's just, it's a different beast. And, I hope that we can prepare and get ready for that in 2026.
You're right. And I equate it to what I saw in 1994 in East Rutherford, New Jersey at the then Giant Stadium, Ireland and Italy. And you can look it up. It was crazy. I mean, people setting cars on fire. I sat there and said, this is crazy. I mean, it was nuts. I mean, you thought the Who concert in Cincinnati was crazy. It was nuts. And you literally, I mean, for a while that you're like a curiosity seeker, you sit there and look at, but then it gets really, really scary. It gets dangerous because they start lobbing, not Molotov cocktails, but they start throwing beer bottles. They start getting crazy. People wrap themselves in their country's flag. The intoxication level is off the charts. It's crazy. But I'll tell you, I have come around to see it. I watched the EPL. I watched the European Premier League. and I'm in stone cold. We talked about this off air today. It's crazy. These are great athletes. It's a very, very physical sport. You don't have the equipment that football players have, and we see crazy stuff. Speaking of injuries, at Copa, to see Messi get hurt and reduced to tears, that's a lasting image. You remember the Jumbotron focusing in right on him, and he was literally sobbing. He wasn't just sniffling. The man was sobbing, and because it meant that much to his country. Right or wrong? Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen this in the past. Even at it could be the World Cup in a group stage game. If someone goes down and they realize this is a serious injury, that it's not uncommon for people to be brought to tears, because this is everything. Mahomes going down in the Super Bowl. He would be devastated, and that's what we saw out of Messi. Winning trophies for his country has always been, publicly has stated this, it's what he cares about most. Representing Argentina, and that's how most of these players feel as well. There's nothing like representing your country. I think that's kind of universal across all sports. Representing your country and winning a Copa America or winning a World Cup that's the pinnacle. And that is certainly a forever lasting memory in my mind as well, watching that happen, especially in person. It was devastating.
Before we let you go and wish you a happy new year, what's more likely, UConn three-peat or Kansas City three-peat? What do you think?
Kansas City, they got the refs on their side. The NFL wants it. The NFL will get it.
That's funny. You're a conspiracy theorist. All right. Happy New Year. Good job, Tyler. Enjoy your night out on a birthday celebration, and we'll come back. We look forward to it. We are presented by our good friends at Rocket Mortgage in 2025. If you're in the market for a home, interest rates are falling. Your mortgage payment will be smaller, without a doubt, and plus you'll get great servicing with your home mortgage. Great benefits, great incentives coming up in 2025 from Rocket Mortgage. Also, Geico Insurance and their big push this early first quarter. Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season. And enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games, the first ever college football championship on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America, presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here, distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. All right, year-end edition, holiday edition, New Year's, as we roll in from 2024 to 2025. Marty Terrell, we're joined by Giovanna Scroggins. We'll get to her momentarily. She's going to be at the Cotton Bowl for us, which I'm really, really grateful for. She's diving for every loose ball out there, does an outstanding job. She will have some great social media stuff as well. Tyler and I did not mention Michigan, and that's a faux pas. Boy, I got hit up on Skype on that. Man, oh, man. Yeah, I mean, you got to give Michigan Wolverines so much credit. Hey, listen, when it comes to football and the Chiefs doing what they do, you know, the NFL does at times overshadow college football. I love the pageantry of college football. I never thought I'd say this, but I actually many times prefer a college football Saturday over an NFL Sunday. I do. And you can chide me and say, what are you, crazy? No, and maybe it's because my Patriots stink, okay? That's probably part of it. But I'll tell you the real reason. The NFL, to me, and Tyler alluded to it, the Kansas City Chiefs, just like the Patriots during their sixth Super Bowl run, I mean, the Chiefs get every single call. Never seen anything like it. I mean, they get phantom holding calls. They get, I mean, it's just crazy. And so, you know, the people that say the NFL is scripted, I think that's going too far. But, man, oh, man, you sometimes sit there and you watch the yellow hankies come out and you go, what are you talking about? And the camera never blinks. I mean, we've got replays on everything. There's not a – they don't miss a trick. I mean, I believe I think I read the Super Bowl. Ordinarily, an NFL game has about, what, 17, 18 cameras? The Super Bowl have like 35. 36 cameras. And it's not, you ain't missing anything. I mean, you know, if Joe Blow from Tuscaloosa, you know, passes gas in section 205, it's on, you know, and he winces, it's captured for all time by the camera lens. The camera never blinks. It just doesn't. All right, that out of the way, let's get to her. Happy New Year. Happy holidays, Giovanna. How are you?
I'm doing good, Marty. I can't believe we're already about to hit 2025.
I know, and we're just reminiscing about the top sports stories of 2024. I'll give you a moment to think about it on the fly here because I love spontaneity. But, you know, Kansas City and football, Michigan, Scottie Scheffler and golf. You know, I mean, the Stanley Cup Finals, again, a Florida team, the Panthers. And then if you really want to go negative, you can go the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, are no longer. They're god awful. So we'll get into that. I guess where I want to start with you, though, is the Cotton Bowl. I mean, you are poised and ready to go. Give me your thoughts about this because, you know, you're new to full time sports talk radio. You're doing updates and you draw the plum assignment in Dallas. Let me hear Cotton Bowl, stone's throw from where you're speaking to us right now. I want some thoughts and some projections on what you're going to see at the 2025 Cotton Bowl. Let me hear.
Yeah, this one's going to be interesting. I'm hoping, you know, Texas sneaks in there. I'm hoping for a Texas versus Oregon matchup in that bowl game. I think Texas has a good matchup against Arizona State. I think they can go in there and win. But it's interesting. Ohio State has something to prove against Oregon. Obviously, you know, their last matchup between these two teams, you know, Ohio State almost came up with a W over Oregon. So it's going to be really interesting as, you know, the sixth seed Ohio State takes on number one Oregon and see if they can upset them in the Rose Bowl game. But I'm hoping, like I said, for a Texas-Oregon matchup.
Yeah, and obviously if you get Texas there in Jerry's world, huge, huge draw. What most concerns you right now about the Longhorns? I mean, you know, Arizona State, oh, by the way, just got through a couple of weeks ago absolutely dismantling Iowa State. And I'm not going to throw Iowa State and Texas in the same conversation, but Iowa State won 11 games this year, including beating Miami 42-41 in their bowl game at the Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando on the weekend. But here's where I want to go with you, Giovanna. Texas, you just don't know what team's going to show up. I mean, it sounds like a cliche. Yours is healthy. They've got great running backs, NFL players right across from tight end, right across the offensive line, a defense that gets after it, extremely well coached with Sarkisian. But there's concerns, and I don't even know how to quantify them. You saw them up close and personal this year in the Cotton Bowl itself against Oklahoma and a blowout win. What concerns you, if anything, about Texas going into this? What do you think?
Yeah, it's almost, you know, in the game against Clemson in the first round of the playoffs, I did not expect the Longhorns to come out in the fashion that they did. Obviously, you mentioned the run game. I'm looking at Jaden Blue for the Longhorns. I mean, he had 146 yards, two touchdowns. I mean, he isn't no Ashton Jeanty. However, I still think this running game that Texas has going, and, you know, you got to mention Arch Manning, too, and their special packages they have with him. That's what I'm going to be looking at with this game, and I think that's what they need to lean on. Obviously, Quinn Ewers didn't do too bad against the Clemson Tigers, had 202 yards, one touchdown. He did have one interception as well. But going into this Arizona team, if they play up to their standard, and, you know, obviously they have a great coach behind them, I think they're going to come out with a win. But they need to play up, and I think they need to go into this game not super confident. You know, they need to have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, they'll have no excuse because they're playing essentially in their, not necessarily their backyard, but to a very home cooking environment. Is this a team that you think right now can, I mean, Ohio State was the team that everybody was killing 2 weeks ago. Now everybody's coming around and saying, well, hold the phone here. Ohio State, you know, the best thing that happened to them, ironically, was a loss to Michigan. Do you see Texas as a team that is really poised to make this run to, pull down the goalpost and win a national championship? What do you think?
Listen, I think Texas wins this one, but their matchup, either with Oregon or Ohio State, that is going to be a tough game for them to play in. And it would be a great Cinderella story upset if they do get a win against either one of those teams. Obviously, if they play Oregon, I don't think their defense has what it takes to stop that high-scoring offense. I mean, we saw how Oregon did against Penn State. Penn State obviously had a great season this year. So if Texas goes on to play Oregon, I think that's where their playoff run stops.
Giovanna Scroggins joins us here. We're capping the year in sports. As a woman, I have to get your take on what happened with the WNBA. Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, the NCAA tournament, LSU and Iowa, South Carolina. I know you followed it closely. You've got a franchise in your backyard there in Dallas, new coach. They're going to draft very high. This league put up just buku television ratings, rivaling the National Football League. Their championship game outdrew the men. I mean, it was just stunning, the transformation of women's college basketball. Let me get your take on that. And how far-reaching do you think this is, Giovanna? In other words, is this going to spill over into other sports? What do you expect to happen as a result of the WNBA just having a major breakthrough year in 2024?
Yeah, I mean, all of that major breakthrough numbers and records has to do with the talent and the level of excellence that these college female basketball players are bringing into the league. Obviously, you know, one key player I'm looking at is Juju Watkins, you know, for the USC Trojans. She is phenomenal. I think she has what it takes to be Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark caliber when and if she goes into the WNBA. So So that is what I attribute to. But I think, you know, even we see NCAA volleyball, women's volleyball, that has had a major surge in ratings and in viewership this year. But I think people are looking at these sports as, you know, it's a little bit of a palate cleanser. You don't want to watch a typical Patrick Mahomes, like, you know, yeah, you and Tyler were talking about a couple of seconds ago. The same old, you know, it's a little bit of a different story when it comes to women's sports in general. And I think that's why people are looking to that. And that's why what makes it exciting, especially the WNBA finals this year. That was an electrifying thing to witness.
Did Caitlin Clark get too much credit? Is she getting too much credit? Time Magazine, athlete of the year, all sorts of other bouquets of recognition at a very high level. Did Caitlin get too much credit for this?
I don't think she got too much credit. I think what people don't realize is she did almost single-handedly raise the caliber of what the WNBA is. And for one single athlete to do that coming out of college with all the NIL deals and just being the face of not only her franchise but of the league is something that I have to give credit to. The only thing I would play devil's advocate towards is there's still other players who are just as talented and have, you know, on and off the court talent in the WNBA and in college that I think, you know, sometimes get overshadowed by her prestige.
Yeah, it was really fun to watch. Do you expect finally the WNBA maybe to have a pullback, kind of like a sophomore jinx after the meteoric rise to these bellwether television numbers? Do you expect perhaps maybe a little bit of a pullback to reality, or do you think that the league and these women are poised to go to a higher high? I'm dying to hear what you have to say.
I think it's only up here for the league, right? They're getting more sponsorships. They're getting more deals. The women in the league are feeling like they're, you know, being treated a little bit better when they play. Obviously, there's still a lot to improve on, but the sky's the limit, and I think it's only up from there, and the ceiling is so high what this league can do with the talent of women they have currently and coming in the future.
All right, let's finish on this note. The dumpster fire that is the Dallas Cowboys. If you're if you're looking for a sports story that is multiple thumbs and fingers down, it is unbelievable. I'll go after the owner. He needs to step away and get some pro football personnel people in there. But let me ask you, just the general mood and the perception right now of the Dallas Cowboys and the Metroplex, we know what it is across the country. It's very negative. Destroyed yesterday by Philly. Let me hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing about this Cowboys franchise is the fans are typically pretty loyal. But when you're on the road facing a division rival and you get beat by a second and a third string quarterback in just an abysmal fashion like they did, this game was about pride, and they simply did not show up. I mean, the Cowboys are coming off three consecutive 12-win playoff seasons, and then now we have this. No playoff chances and just a team. Now, you know, granted, we're missing our quarterback. We're missing our star receiver. There's a bunch of injuries on the defensive side of the ball. It's still not justification enough for the Cowboys to get beat this bad and have this bad of a season. Yes, we can always look at the owner and Jerry Jones. I'm looking at the coaching because obviously something's got to change. And I don't think it's completely all on Jerry, but, you know, the majority might be.
How long do you think it'll take them to turn it around? If you just had to guess, give me an educated guess.
You know what? I think the offseason is going to be very telling of this Cowboys team in the future. They have to start making bold and smart just moves in the offseason. And if they don't get that done, this team is going to be in major rebuild. Now, I mean, you look at the Jets. They are in need of a total rebuild. So I don't think we're quite there yet because we still have a lot of talent on the Cowboys roster. The offseason is going to be telling. If we don't make any moves in the offseason that are bold and smart, then I think it's going to take a season or two for this team to get back on track.
Going to be interesting. Giovanna, Happy New Year. Great job out of you. You'll be at the Cotton Bowl watching a huge game a semifinal. We look forward to it. Thank you very much. Coming back here on Sports Overnight America. 2 minute drill straight ahead.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All right, down the home stretch, two-minute drill. We went through the NFC draw as if the playoffs were to start. Kansas City's clinched the one. Buffalo, the two against the Broncos, the seven. Baltimore, 3-6 game against the Chargers. Texans, a very shaky four seed. But, hey, listen, you win the division, you win the you win the AFC South, you get the four seed against the Steelers. I'd take the Steelers all day long in that matchup. So you get some mild upsets. You know, I want to see Justin Herbert. You know, he's put up numbers. He dismantled Peyton Manning's first 4 or 5 year, I think 5 year record in terms of yards and touchdowns and so on and so forth. But, you know, you got to win a big game. And I'm seriously. So let's see what Harbaugh is all about. Won a national championship outgoing in college football. Let's see what he can do. I'd like to think that the Chargers and Ravens, because that Ravens defense is pretty, pretty shaky, you know, maybe Herbert and company goes off and that we see an upset there, which would be a big one, a 6 taken out of 3. And then, you know, you listen, you got Josh Allen, who's got to find a way to not only win a playoff game, but obviously win one at home. I mean, they have just spit the bit the last two times in Orchard Park. So, yeah, Kansas City 3-peat, I don't see it. I really don't. But well, you can see it. You're almost. I am. I'm almost wishing against it. Now I know how anti-Patriot fans felt. You get sick and tired of them. You know, I got Kelce overload, Mahomes overload. But listen, Andy Reid's done a hell of a job. That organization clearly deserving of their dynastic status. All right, good job out of the whole crew. Happy New Year, Donovan. Dominic Jimenez, the whole crew, for Tyler Levine and Giovanni Scroggins. I'm Artie Terrell. Stay tuned. More sports talk throughout the night and early morning here on Sports Overnight. Adios.